Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Several people were killed and at least a dozen wounded in an attack at the Turkish Aerospace Industries headquarters on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
An explosion and gunfire could be heard coming from the Turkish Aerospace Industries headquarters near the capital city of Ankara Wednesday, killing at least four people and wounding more than a dozen others in what Turkey's interior minister called a terrorist attack.
Two terrorists, one of which was a woman and one of which was a man, were neutralized. Unfortunately, dear friends, we have four martyrs. We have 14 wounded. Three of the wounded are in critical condition.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan, alongside Russia's Vladimir Putin at a BRICS conference in the Russian city of Kazan, condemned the attack and accepted Putin's condolences. NATO, the United States, and the European Union also condemned the attack.
That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says there's evidence North Korea has sent troops to Russia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
What exactly they're doing, left to be seen.
But Austin says if they intend to take part in the Ukraine war on Russia's behalf,
that is a very, very serious issue.
South Korea's spy chief says 3,000 North Korean troops are now in Russia, being trained on drones and other equipment before being deployed to Ukraine. While Moscow and Pyongyang deny the troop movements, they have sharply boosted cooperation the past 2 years. South Korea worries Russia may reward North Korea for the troops by giving it technologies to boost its nuclear and missile programs. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
This is VOA News. Donald Trump's campaign has accused British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's Labour Party of blatant foreign interference in the U.S. presidential election after some volunteers traveled to the U.S. to help campaign for Vice President Kamala Harris. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
Trump's team filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission calling for an investigation into what it termed apparently illegal contributions from the Labour Party to the Harris campaign. British political activists have long traveled to the U.S. ahead of elections, which is allowed under U.S. rules. What isn't allowed is for these volunteers to make financial contributions. The allegations of interference in this case will hinge on whether the Labour Party covered any activists' costs. Starmer said that didn't happen. While the complaint could complicate U.S.-UK relations if Trump wins the election, Starmer has denied it would have any impact.
That was Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. A non-governmental group says an explosion in a packed Kabul market has injured 11 people, including some children. The source of Wednesday afternoon's blast was not immediately clear, and nobody from the Taliban was available for comment about the incident. The humanitarian group Emergency NGO, which runs a surgical center in the Afghan capital, said the blast struck a secondhand clothes market in the densely populated Pamir Cinema district. While extremists in Afghanistan have increased their assaults since the Taliban takeover in 2021, their targets are normally the Taliban and members of the country's Shiite minority. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention says an E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders has sickened 49 people in 10 states and killed one. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
McDonald's U.S. President Joe Erlinger says the company took Quarter Pounders off the menu Tuesday in affected regions.
I want to say to our consumers that you can confidently go to McDonald's.
The FDA and McDonald's believe slivered onions from a single supplier are the culprit, while the USDA is investigating the meat.
The onset date for this disease are between, at this point, September 27th and October 11th. If there has been a contaminated product within our supply chain, it's very likely worked itself through that supply chain already.
Erlinger made his comments on NBC's Today Show. I'm Julie Walker.
Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu has fired five ministers and appointed seven new ones in a major cabinet reshuffle. His office says it's aimed at making his administration more efficient. The shakeup comes during worsening economic hardship and frustration with the administration in Africa's most populous country. Tinubu took office last year and introduced reforms meant to cut government spending and shore up dwindling foreign investments. But now, Nigeria's inflation rate is at a 28-year high and the Naira currency is at record lows against the dollar. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.